3, 2, 1. Hello again. And thank you for tuning in to another Instagram Live. And today I have the pleasure of interviewing my good friend Carrie from KP Staging and Design. So give us a minute and we'll get started. So I hope you're having a fabulous Monday, wherever you are, wherever you're watching from. Hello.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, good. I see you're out and trying to enjoy that, whatever little
bit of water we have left. Yeah, for sure. Kyle, how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So excited to interview you again today.
I know. We haven't done this for a little while, eh?
I know. Well, I took a little break over the summer because, you know, people go away and stuff. And so it's a little hard trying to.
Yeah, over the summer, for sure.
Yeah. But I'm so glad, like, I've restarted it and I'm doing a blog that goes with it. And so it's great. And I'm booked right to the end of the year, believe it or not.
I know.
So I'm all excited. So I guess we'll get started.
Yeah.
And the wonderful Carrie. So let's get started. Introduce yourself and your Instagram handle.
Yes, I'm Carrie. And my staging company is KP Staging and Design.
Awesome. And so tell us a little bit about yourself, your business, how long you've been in business, how you got started.
I've been in staging actually for a very, very, very long time. I actually staged my first house in 1992, before staging was actually probably even called staging. Mm-hmm. But my actual business, KP Staging and Design, has been up and running for close to 2 years. And I stage houses mostly in Peel region, but I do actually these days go out a lot further. A couple weeks ago I was in Nobleton, I've done Beaton, Tottenham, I've done Hamilton. We're kind of going everywhere now.
Yeah.
But that was the market we were in.
Yeah.
Really yeah. Busy. Last year I did 72 houses kind of everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was really busy, but I am seeing a big, big change in the last 6 weeks for sure.
So what inspired you to start KP Staging?
I think I've always been the kind of person that while I was watching a movie, I would start rearranging the furniture in my living room. I always thought, I could always try and make something look better. Years and years ago, one of my very good friends was in real estate, and he used to have a really hard time. A lot of his clients were his friends. So he would have a really hard time telling them things about their homes that, you know, he didn't want to say, or he never wanted to offend his clients. So he would bring me in way back. And that's kind of how I started loving what I was doing is the fact that he would bring me in and be like, can you please tell them that this has to go where that and I would. And then, you know, I would be like, you know what, guys, we should change up the pillows and we could do this and we could do that. And then kind of from there, I just knew it was kind of a passion of mine. Even like we've talked in the past, Christmas, like even Thanksgiving, every year I'm known on my street for the house on the street that's always decorated too early, always too early, and a lot. So I kind of always like doing outside houses, inside the house, and I loved always making the space look better when it was finished, you know? Because some people, even furniture placement, they don't realize, you know, even if you just change it up a little bit, it can make the room look so much better. So I kind of always had a flair for that. I loved it.
So let's segue into while you're talking about inside outside. Like I know you do a lot of staging and we probably kept you very busy last year.
Yes.
I know you also do a design part. So what all the services do you provide?
Well, I do design as well with a lot of people. I help people shop. A lot of people need help picking furniture, picking curtains, you know, paint colors for their walls. So I do a lot of design. Staging is where my passion is because I love the instant gratification of the staging. Mm-hmm. You know, just going in, you got 3 hours to make a huge difference. Yeah. That is my passion, but I do love the design. Just, you know, it's definitely a longer process than the staging.
And do you offer free consultations, or how do you work?
Yes, absolutely. We do free consults all the time. The only time we kind of charge for like staging or design consults is if they're really far out of town, you know, like that kind of thing. We might do a consult charge, but most of the time, if we can forego it, we try to, just to, you know, work with the client and help them get mm-hmm. started. So yeah, for sure. Depending on where it is, if it's like 3 hours from here, we kind of have to charge a small consultation just for travel. But outside mm-hmm. of that, I always try and work with people when I can.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's awesome. And, you know, what's some of your turnaround time? Like if you were, like you said, 3 hours, we give you 3 hours to stage you.
It's part of the job. We love it. The pressure is also what makes it a little bit fun for us too. My turnaround time is, like I said, usually there's no house I can't do in 3 hours or less. We know what we're doing. We're in. We know where we're going. We know what needs to be done. I know what time the pictures are. So I usually go room by room by room. We're in and we're out of your hair really quickly. Now, there are times where it does take longer depending on the homeowners, because a lot of them are given homework. Whether they actually do all their homework or not always depends, you know. So I might have to go in there and take longer if things haven't been removed, or there's still furniture that is there that wasn't supposed to be there, and then I become a mover as well.
Yeah.
So there sometimes can be reasons that do take us a little bit longer, but on average, 2 to 3 hours is usually pretty good for us.
Perfect. And what is your process to help homeowners, like when they want to get their home for sale? And you know, I know we talked about this a lot in a previous episode where, you know, sometimes it can be very emotional, right? So what's your process?
I like to usually go and meet the homeowners and have a conversation with them and kind of understand where they're coming from. Like sometimes I get a lot of senior citizen homeowners, so I really mm-hmm. like to be kind with them and, you know, help them understand that they probably can't always do their homework list. So try and work with them to come up with ways that maybe I can come early, help them move some heavy boxes, maybe get some things, maybe give them a number for packers if they can't pack. If they've got a lot of junk, hook them up with You've Got Junk, these types of things. Because some people have, you know, 50, 60 years of stuff that they no longer want. Mm-hmm. And it can be overwhelming for a lot of them. It really can be. So I try and go in and tell them, you know, what we can work with and what we can't. And then whatever they do need to get rid of, you know, help them with that mm-hmm. process as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you think is the most important aspect of home staging?
The most important aspect of home staging, I think, like in my business anyway, I think it's always making the house look as bright and spacious as possible. You know, a lot of people have a lot of their own design ideas, and they think that it looks great. And in a lot of, for instance, it might look great, but we're all about making the room look bigger, you know? Yeah. So having a bunch of furniture, extra tables, chairs, things that aren't needed in one room, you know, we will remove those kind of things. Always trying to open up the space, make it look, you know, larger, brighter. Because even in the photos, that's the kind of stuff that really, really shows and, you know, makes the house look proper. When we have way too much stuff in our home, you know, in photos, it does not show well. It's a trick I actually always show to homeowners. I always say to them, let's remove the shower curtains from the bathrooms for the photos. And they're always like, why do we do that? So I show them. I'm like, okay, let's look at your bathroom with the curtain And then I crunch it up against the wall and they're like, wow. I'm like, in a photo, do you see how much bigger this space looks without a curtain? You know, especially a dark colored curtain, right? Mm-hmm. Certain things can make the space look so much smaller. And in this world, say a lot of people fall in love or buy off the photos. So you got one shot for someone to look and say, oh, I love the house, but that bathroom looks so small. And again, it's, you know, if the curtain wasn't in there, you've got all the bright tile behind, everything just looks bigger and more inviting.
Yeah, and it's so true, right? Because, I mean, I do work with a lot of buyers, and I feel, especially the younger, more millennial buyers, they tend to write properties off because they want to first take a look at what's out there. Absolutely. Before they actually get out there and, you know, spend time looking at properties. So they want to be savvy. They look online. And yeah. If the pictures are not good and the property, yeah.
Right? And yeah. And that's the thing. A lot of us today, online shopping, everything we do is off of a photo. So homes are no different. We're shopping, looking at photos. So my main thing, and I tell a lot of homeowners, they'll be like, but why are you doing this? Or why are you doing that? I'm like, it's just for the photos. Just leave it for the photos. And I promise it will come out looking a lot better. So like I said, the whole staging process for me is just going in, making sure I make the space look clean, bright, and the photos when they're done, you know, the blinds are all perfect. Everything is proper, how it should be. Because I tell homeowners, there's nothing worse than a couple burnt out light bulbs, guys, in a photo, you know, because you'll see that in the photo. So always make sure that those little things, you know, your curtains are proper. You don't have one blind up, one blind down. Everything is just proper, because in a photo, that's what you will zoom to look at is, oh my God, their lights are burnt out, or, you know, that, you know, I try and always give them little tips and things just to, you know, make sure everything's going to look great.
So how do you think home staging can benefit a seller?
Oh, it'll totally, but I don't see couldn't benefit a seller. Just because, like I said, a lot of the properties that I go into, not all of them need a full-blown stage, but they do all mostly need some help. You know, people don't realize, like, I do see houses listed that aren't staged. People still have food on their counters. They have things that just shouldn't be in MLS photos. Garbage cans, these types of things, they're not inviting for an MLS photo. So I think maybe even if it's not so much full staging, maybe even a consultation, just something to give you the keys. Because, I mean, not everybody knows, you know what, my counter should be cleared. Or, you know, I shouldn't have all my 500 shampoos in the bathroom when they take this photo. So it's all about, like, little key things to make your house, which is really your biggest investment if you're selling it, look its best, so it brings in more people and it gets you more money.
Yeah, so distracting, really, you know, when you see it, all this stuff.
Yes, yeah. And it can be, and it can in a picture, or even when a homeowner has all their stuff out and someone's coming to view it. People don't want to see all your family photos. They don't want to see all your shampoo. They don't want to see your food. So you're kind of setting a stage, you know, for your home. So, you know, you wouldn't have a barbecue with your family over and everybody eating and then have someone to come view your property. You know, it's just certain key things that we need to do when we're thinking about selling our house that will invite people in and make them feel like they could definitely turn this house into theirs.
Yeah, absolutely. So now we're seeing the flip side. Like, you know, a few months ago, you probably couldn't even stage long enough before, and now we're seeing that properties are sitting on the market longer. So how is that affecting your business?
Well, it's been very interesting for me. I don't know about other stagers, but for me, my properties, I was staging and destaging within 3 days, a lot of them. So I had never even done an extension before, where an agent would have to extend and extend and extend. So in the last 2 months, we've started having to do some extensions. And, you know, I was like, wow, like I, okay, let me get my mind around this, because I've never had to do this process because everything was flipping so quickly. Mm-hmm. But now everybody's extending an extra couple weeks, some extra couple months. So definitely I see a huge change in how long things are on the market now. It's a really big change from last fall. Even last winter for me was crazy too. Okay. So I would say July and August have been very, very slow. Very slow.
Yeah, it started out in March. We started to see a shift, and it wasn't as bad in March. And some areas are still kind of a little, I mean, it's just a very odd market that we're in. But, you know, I'm sure it'll start to balance out
where it's going to be. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So then let's switch to design. Let's talk about your most favorite time of the year, which, I mean, I hate to say it. I know it's coming to the end of August.
It's so close. Hey, when you say that, you know, with it being Christmas, I know with your jokes about me and Christmas, but Michael's is already full of Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So they're actually ahead of me for once. I went there, was it last week, to look at fall and Halloween, and there was Christmas already upon us. Wow. So it really isn't that far away if you think
about it. No, it isn't. It isn't at all.
I'll be doing, again, this year, the same kind of promotions with Christmas and helping people if they want to add some Christmas to their stage. Another service I was thinking about adding, just based off the demographic right now and how things are, is like a FaceTime stage where, you know, people don't necessarily have to have a stage or even a consult. Mm-hmm. They could just FaceTime me and ask me, should this stuff stay or go? You know, what needs to leave? So having an option where clients or even agents can quickly just call me up and say, can you have or look at these pictures? What do you think? I think I'm going to probably start a service like that coming into the fall. You know,
you should call it the sticky note stage.
Just packing stuff.
So yeah, keep going.
Yeah, it's definitely a good one, Jacqueline. I like that. The sticky note stage.
So then you can just keep a go. Yeah, makes it easy, right?
It's for sure.
So since we're discussing design, what are some of the trends you've been seeing or noticing this year so far?
Well, I think this year has been a big one for, I think we've spoke about it, the minimalistic, where, you know, I don't know if you remember, but not that long ago, we were all into this farmhouse look, where everybody wanted this farmhouse feel, and we all had a lot of wood and signs and flowers and decor, so we kind of went from having a lot of stuff to barely anything, so that's been different. Again, white. Everything's white. I think we know, we've even seen Kim Kardashian's house. Everything's white. That seems to be a vibe that everybody's having. I'm hoping to see in the near future some color coming back in. Just because, you know, for coziness, you know, that kind of thing. Color is always beautiful. Or even like just a one wall, something like that. Right now, again, everything's white. White counters, white cupboards, white floors. White everything has been the trend. Little bit of boho mixed in, you know. Everything's been very subtle, very simple. But the good thing about being minimalistic is when they do decide to out their decor, it won't be that big of an expense. You know, it's not like you're getting rid of all this stuff and replacing it with something else, because there's really not a lot they have. Maybe a book, maybe a candle, but not that much decor right now.
That's right. So as we come to the end of our show, I wanted to make sure that I've actually showcased everything I need to. Like I kind of have interviewed you before, so I feel like I know you.
I know.
And I love your style. I love what you bring to the table. You know, share with everyone, you know, anything that I may have missed or a bit about yourself or
is Carrie. I have a business based out of Brampton and Oakville, KP Staging and Design. I work with homeowners directly. I work with lots of realtors. You don't have to contact me through a realtor. I do work directly with the homeowner. Not everything that we do has to be a full stage. You know, maybe you just want some advice. Maybe you just want a consultation. Maybe you just have some questions. Maybe you do need a full stage. Maybe you just need to partially rent some furniture for your bedroom. I think people, when they hear the word stage, sometimes they think we're coming in, we're pulling everything out of their house. But it's not always that way. Sometimes maybe it's just a couple rooms that need a little bit of this or that. So it's not always a total overhaul. The biggest keys I can say for people who are thinking about selling is, as we all know, get rid of stuff you don't need. If you don't use it, get rid of it. Closets, you know, if you haven't worn it in the last year, chances are you never will. Downsizing all the things that we have make it so much easier once the house is sold for us to move. So starting fast is always a great space to be in. And again, painting, if you're going to be selling, chances are your agent's going to ask you guys to paint a neutral color throughout your home. So if that's something before you go on the market you want to know, chances are you're going to have to paint something all white, all neutral. If you have blue bedrooms, you're going to have to bring them to white. So just preparing yourself to even call an agent and list. Sometimes it's better to have a leg up and already have your stuff maybe managed, gone in a storage unit somewhere, so that once you list and you can start showings right away, stage right away, and be done that long, dreadful process.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Carrie. I so appreciate your time. Nope. And for all of our viewers, thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you taking the time to actually spend it with us.
Absolutely.
If you're looking for a stager, Carrie is your girl. Go to her.
I'm your girl, that's for sure. And again, we are based out of Brampton, but we serve most areas anyway. And like I said, any questions, I'm on Instagram, KP Staging Design, same on Facebook. My phone number's out there. Anybody has any questions? You're not committed to a full stage if you have a question.
Awesome. And once again, for all of you watching, I'm Jacqueline Watson. I'm a realtor with Sutton Group. I want to thank you for spending some of your evening with us. And until next Monday, thank you again. Have a nice evening.
Bye,
Bye, Carrie.
Thanks for having me again. Bye.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.